Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngobe. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the future of arts education as the world increasingly leans towards science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The Zimbabwean government last year challenged all schools to strengthen science, technology, and education and engineering mathematics education. Speaking to the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation in Mashingo, the Deputy Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Ms. Angelina Gata, said the new heritage-based curriculum is designed to produce pupils with fit-for-purpose skills, knowledge, and attitude to lead independent lives, adding that schools must achieve the intended paradigm shift by strengthening the teaching and learning of STEM subjects. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss our topic, we are joined live in the studio by a Princeton University student, Mr. Tendekai Maokomatanda, and welcome to the show, Mr. Moko Matanda.
Thank you for having me.
And on the phone, we have a teaching professor at DeVry University in Ohio, Professor Elliot Masocha. Welcome to the show, Prof. Masocha.
Thank you for having me.
We'll just dive into it, Mr. Moko Matanda. As an art student, what's your reaction to the world moving towards STEM subjects?
I think it's a very scary feeling because arts is the pinnacle of education in the U.S., in Zimbabwe, wherever. You need arts to function. And we are seeing an increasing amount of education officials saying that arts is not a sustainable field to go into. Therefore, we are seeing more and more schools only adapting for English and STEM majors and pathways. So it's scary to see that arts is no longer being a leading force for change throughout the world.
Thank you, Mr. Maoko Matanda. Coming to you, Prof. Masocha, do you think it is a good idea to shift the focus to STEM education at this point, and why?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea because this is not the first time it has been announced that it has been done. I remember Professor Jonathan Moyo, when he used to be the Minister of Higher Education, he pushed that a lot. And instead of us keeping on pushing with the STEM field, why can't we sit down and see what we have achieved so far by that push for over 10 years now? Did we get anything? And even if we look into jobs around Zimbabwe, can't we see that the arts field is employing more people? We have musicians, we have a lot of other arts. Those that are upfront and being supported by the arts are quite a lot of them, far much more than STEM. So they need a balance between the two. Instead of just singing the same song, instead of just doing the same thing, expecting different results, that's not going to work. And I can feel and really believe that those Zimbabwean authorities who are pushing for the STEM field to be advanced more than any other STEM, they don't really understand that there are different types of economies in the world. Each type of economy needs its own type of education. So we have been pushing for STEM. We poured a lot of money. What came out of it right now that can justify us to keep on wanting to really push further with the STEM field and ignore other fields instead of doing a balance between the two to see that everybody is going to be involved? There should be an education that should not leave anybody behind.
Thank you, Prof. Masocha. Coming back to you, Mr. Maoko Matanda, We had Prof. Masocha speaking there when he mentioned the issue about promoting both STEM education and arts education. Do you think there is room to prioritize both, and can arts work to complement STEM subjects?
I think so, yes. When it comes to arts education, I think that schools have to prioritize requiring STEM education along with arts education, because just as the professor mentioned, there are different types of economies, different types of educations that we must invest in. If you want to go into healthcare, then STEM, music, arts, etc. So I think that it is possible to invest in both and go down both paths. It is going to be tricky because the current world does not believe that arts is a sustainable field, but I believe that it is possible.
Looking at maybe the case of Zimbabwe, Mr. Mawakomatanda, what do you think can be done to make sure there is that balance between STEM subjects and arts subjects, looking at also the environment that is there, as Professor alluded to earlier, on that areas or countries are different and the approach should be different.
Right. Zimbabwe is home to some of the greatest artists in the world, such as Oliver Mtukudzi and so on and so forth. So I think that if we were to expand the budget for education to allow for more classes within the arts, to allow for more schools to be built, to pressure lawmakers within the Zimbabwe parliament, mayors, councils, etc., to pressure them to advocate for the arts, that way children can fully be immersed in the arts while also having their educational background within the STEM field as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mawakomatanda. Prof. Masocha Tichi Tsoka Kwamuri Mambo Tauranyae Kuti kana pachitariswa nyaya dzakadai panoda kuti pange pachitariswa kuti nyika imwe neimwe yakamira sei kuitira kuti pasazokanganisike nyaya dzezvedzidzo. Nemaonero anyu, Prof. Masocha, ndezvipi zvingaitwa neZimbabwe kana tatarisana nenyaya iyi zvingabatsira kuti inge ichienda mberi? Tanzwa Mawakomatanda vachitaura apa nyaya yekuti zviviri izvi zvinoda kuti zvinge zvichityidzana zviri pamwe chete. Munoona sei nyaya iyi, Prof. Masocha?
Ndiona chiri chinhu chakanakisa chaizvo kuti pave nokudyidzana pakati pemaarts nokumasainzi, nokuti tikanyanya kutarisisa isu pasi rino rose, hakuna nyika yakambofa yakabudirira chaizvo ichishandisa mutauro weimwe nyika. Saka mutauro watinoshandisa isu munyika medu muZimbabwe ndiwo watinofanira kudzidza nenzira dzakakosha chaizvo, nokuti watinohwisisa zvakanyanya kutevedzera nyika dzacho dzakabudirira idzodzo dzichishandisa mutauro wadzo. Nokuti isu nyangwe ndiri kubhizinesi zvangu, asi ndakastudha maarts shona, kunonzi iko kufunga nokuita noumwe mutauro unenge uchiita inonzi violation of the structure of thinking. Ndo pandinoona isu kuti ndo patinodonha ipapa apa, kunyange tikati stem masainzi ayaya tinozosvika pakuti hongu mava nedzidzo yacho. Chiitai zvacho zvamadzidza, nokuti education means nothing until you use it. Hatisati taona chabuda mupromotion yeskemu iyoyo kubva pazvatanga, vana vari kupasa vachizongondodonha pamaitiro apa. Ndo panozodiwa vamaarts, nokuti vamaarts kana vava kutambira zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvichibva kumasainzi, vachinge vafunda vose vadzidza mativi ose, chakanakira maarts ndechipi, chakanakira masainzi ndechipi, nokuti mberi kunoinda uko kumabasa uko kunosumudza upfumi hwenyika, zvichada vanhu vari vese pamwe chete vachishanda pamwe chete. Vanoshandira vacho vamasainzi vanogona kunge vari kumaarts ruzhinji kwacho. Kuchazoda vachatengesa zvitengeswa, ngazvinge zvichitengeswa nomutauro wedu, kuchiratidza vanhu vanenge vachigadzira zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvabva kumasainzi uku, zvinofanira kunge zvichimecha tsika namagariro avanhu. Nokuti kana tikada kutengesa nokugadzira zvimwe zvinhu zvechirungu, hazvina unotenga. ndokutambidzana kunoiteko kuno kuti dzidzo yose yetinetakatarisa ingava yokuma science yokuma arts dzose dzidzo dzinozosangana pakusumudza ufumi hwenyika tingasumudza here ufumi hwenyika kana takangotarisisa chete masubjects amwe chete chete okuma science iwayo aiwa hatikwanisi kuita izvozvo tikatarisa dzimwe nyika dzakaita saanaamerica dzinoidzi tinoona kuti makore maviri okutanga pauniversity vana vanenge vachiita anonzi mageneral education courses akasangana namasainzi akasangana namaarts nokuti vachiri vadoko kuvapatsanura pa16 apa kuti iwe chiida kumasainzi kwaari kuenda ikoko mabasa ari kukura here field yaari kunzienda iyoyo kana kuti kuri kushayikwa mabasa kumaarts zvakurikozve kuna vanhu vazhinji vanomagona maarts iwayo togomasirei ndiwo anotosumudza ufumi mari dzinobva kumaarts pari zvino kumamusician ataurwapo navamwe vanoita zvavanoita zvivezwaizvo vana drama handiti ndiyo mari inozodiwa kumasainzi ikoko kumabhizinesi ikoko kunosumudzwa kwavanofungwa kuri kunosumudzwa ufumi ikoko saka zvese zvinofanira kupromotewa pamwe totambira ufumi hwedu hwoita iya inonzi centrally planned economic system isingatarisiri vamwe pasi yosumudza vanhu vese yokoshesa vanhu vese vokumasainzi vacho vanofanira kunge vachitoziva kukosha kwakaita vokumaarts vokumaarts vachizivavo kukosha kwakaita vokumasainzi tovona kuti tingabatsirana sei tichienderera mberi noufumi hwenyika yedu pamusoro pokuti tingozvirova dundundu chete tichiti isu takakumasainzi ndiwo kwaakupromotwa nehurumende kuvamwe ava havasi mazimbabweni here kuvamwe ava havana kukosha here kusumudza ufumi hwenyika
tinotenda Prof. Masocha Mr. Maoko Matanda why is arts education important to you and to the rest of the world starting with what's your passion what makes this so important to you
as someone who grew up and still suffers with severe anxiety and depression, I needed an outlet to express myself because hanging out with friends, going to events, I still felt very insecure about myself. So I was very fortunate to have my parents invest in me to give me lessons within the arts. I think arts is important because it allows each individual person to freely express themselves in any genre that they can. There's dance, there's writing, there's music, there's singing, there's everything that you can do. And I am very lucky that I can play the bass and express myself with how loud or how quiet I play, what type of music I can play. And I think for the rest of the world, where we are seeing an increasing trend in mental health that is on the decline, I think that having arts education is extremely important because it will allow them for an outlet for them to be able to express themselves and for them to just be more happy, as it has helped me a lot.
Thank you so much, Mr. Maoko Matanda, on that. Prof. Masocha Titsuka Kwamuri, pane pamambo taura nyaya ye mabasa. Tiri kuona kuti artificial intelligence iri kuwanda mashandiro eartificial intelligence ari kuwanda munyika dzakasiyana siyana uye vamwe vari kutyira kuti vakange vachiita maarts vangazowanikwa vachirasikirarwawo nemabasa nekuda kwemichina yechizvino zvino iyi munoona sei nyaya iyi
zvinhu zvinogona kunge zvichiitika panenge pachida mitemo yenyika sezvo kwakatofomewa ndingati bazi kubva kuUnited Nations rinoona nezveartificial intelligence kuti isanyanyokanganisa zvamabasa avanhu nedzimwe nyika saka kana tikazvitarisisa isu tichidzidza kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita saanaamerica kunoku kuti rimwe simba renyika yeamerica rinowanikwa kufield yamaarts tinoona mamusician vari kusumukira chaizvo vachizikamwa pasi rose zimbabwe tinomukanavo kuti tinge tichiita izvozvo tichitsika tsoka dzenyika dzakasumukira nokuda kwama arts dzina vanhu vanozikamwa vanobvira kuma arts ikoko kuvanga vama drama chaiwo chaiwo tina ma comedy akawanda kuba America kuna America tina ma movie tigozoita ma musician akawandisa vari kusumuka kuma arts apa tikatarisa isu wandi kwavanhu vanenge vachiwana mabasa anobvira nokuma arts wakawandisa kudarika kuma science ndisingati hoba kuma science kuno akukona fara kwautarisirwa pasi aiwaka kuma science ndo vanozoti pamishini saka kuma science ivapo ngavazame kuona kuti artificial intelligence painozouya kuma arts uku haikanganisi kukura kuri kuita kuma arts kwedu kuZimbabwe tibvire vana kubva vachiri vadiki kuona kuti chipo chake chiri kupi hongu artificial intelligence ichavuya hapana wachakwanisa kuimisa kana tichikwanisa kudzidza nezvayo kuti tikwanise kuitambira nokuishandisa itishandisire izvo zvakanyanya ichitibudisira mabasa ndizvo zvatinofanira kuita izvozvo kwete kuti titi isu mbokuma science chete tikanyatsokutarisisa isu vanhu vakaita sana Strive Masiwa mukamunzwa achitaura Strive Masiwa ndokuma science koko asi unoti vanhu vaitomuseka pauniversity achibva kuma science achinotora makose economics namamwe makose okubusiness nokuti mumusoro make waiziva kuti field yake chete haizokwanisi kumubetsera kuti aite zvaanoda kuita kuti abatsire kusumudza ufumi hwenyika yake nokuzvisumudzavo iye pachake saka panodiwa balance ipapo artificial intelligence hatifaniri kuisha aiwa ngatiidzidze tigoidzidzisana tigokwanisa kuishandisa mberi kunoenda uko itikwanise kutishandisa kutiwanira mabasa akatowanda zvekare isuwo pachedu isu ngatidzidze kutanga zvinhu zvedu pachedu innovation iyoyi pamusoro pokuti tingotambira artificial intelligence yakabva nokuAmerica tingotambira Facebook yakabva nokuAmerica WhatsApp yakabva nokuAmerica ko isuwo ndezvipi zvedu zvinozopambira pasi rose tinoziva kuti takaitirwa makomborero nezvinhu zvinodadisa navanhu vokuma arts vana Oliver Mtukudza ava vana Macheso ava vana Mukanya vose vakapambira kuti tikwanise kuzikamwavo zvichizosvikawo kunana Strive Masiwa zvichibatana zvakadaro saka hatikwanisi kusiya rimwe side reeducation kana kutaura matauriro okuita sokuti kuma arts kuri pasi kudarika kumasainzi tinenge tatozvikanganisa izvozvo saka artificial intelligence ngatiitambire namaoko maviri nokuti kuida nokusaida iri kutovapo iri kutokura iri kutovandudza magariro edu namaitiro atinoita basa saka tikakwanisa kuitambira kuiisa mumabasa kuiisa kueducation muzvikoro sezviri kuitwa kunana America kwandiri kufundisa ini kuDefray University artificial intelligence yatozara imomo vana vechikoro vaakutoiziva vaakutoihwisisa vaakutokwanisa kugadzira mabasa avo pachavo ivo vega sezvakaitika pakauya vana YouTube taakuva namayoutubers vanobva kumaarts vachikwanisa kuzviitira mashows avo vachiwana mari dzavo
tinotenda Prof Masocha nekutaura panyaya iyi Mr. Maoko Matanda coming back to you speaking to young people mm-hmm. who may be at a crossroads not knowing what really to pursue. They might have a passion in arts, but they are looking at things and they are saying, no, everyone is looking at science, everyone is looking at technology. What can I do? What message can you have for them?
I think the message for them is to always pursue what your heart wants. I go to Princeton. I'm very fortunate to be involved within the STEM field, but I'm also able to be heavily involved within music as well. And if there are so many career choices for me to choose from within the arts and STEM as well, and for those who are struggling to choose in between one, I say try both. Try doing both. Try to experiment what it's like to have both, or try out music, because if you love music, it will stick with you for the rest of your life.
Thank you, Mr. Mwakumatanda. Prof. Masocha, what does the future of arts education look like, seeing everything that is happening? What would you say to students interested in pursuing art?
Well, I want to encourage them to keep up, whatever you choose to do, do it to the best of your knowledge. And I want them to know as well that me, for one, I have a master's in Shona, African Languages and Literature, and honors in Shona, but I managed to, you know, go to other fields as I wished to do, but I love Shona. You know, I can really, you know, put it to my own advantage because I'll be listening and I'll be learning in my own language. I understand more, and I can tell you for sure, I want them to look into those celebrities who succeeded because of the arts and learn from them. Those are the role models. And if possible, if schools can actually invite some of those people who succeeded because of the arts to come and talk to students, that's going to be the best. Because we know for sure, you know, we may love the sciences, they may be promoted, but not everybody is good into the STEM field. The majority are not good into the STEM field. So I don't want them to be discouraged at all. Whatever you do, even if you don't know how to run, please run to the best of your knowledge, such that, according to Martin Luther King, if angels are going to come and see you doing whatever you are going to do, they will want to, you know, they will bless you. So it's all in us, what we choose to do for ourselves, and do it to the best of their knowledge, and also ask people who have succeeded in that field. If you are good in making cars, mechanics, whatever, you know, pursue that to the best of your knowledge as well. But find someone or a couple of people who have succeeded in your field for you to learn from them and how they can actually, how do they see the future of that field, and what can you do now that is going to help you in future? Because the economy of Zimbabwe right now, it's an economy that is, you know, only those people who are able to create their own economy, beginning with their education. Maximize on your education, what type of education you are getting, it's fine. Just make sure you are going to excel and see what is going to come out of. That's the best, that's the foundation that is going to make you be able to learn anything you want to learn as you grow to, you know, face the world.
Thank you so much, Prof. Masocha. Mr. Mwakumatanda, you get to have the last word. What's the message that you would like to leave to other youths out there looking at this subject? Just briefly.
Yeah. Choose music first. You always have the time to get your master's or doctorate or whatever other degree and in STEM, but music is only good, or the arts are only good for you if you practice when you are young. That way you can maintain it when you are older. You can always go to get a different degree within a STEM field. So I would say choose arts.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tendekai Mwakumatanda, for coming on Live Talk. And thank you, Professor Elliot Masocha, for being on Live Talk today. But before we conclude, let's now take a look at what is happening on the international scene. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday announced a 25% tariff on aluminium and steel tariffs that could hit Canada and Mexico, the top two exporters to the U.S. The hardest Trump's ongoing trade offensive also provoked chiding from the U.S. Top competitor, China. VOA correspondent Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Another shot in President Donald Trump's trade war. On Monday, he announced 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. This is the beginning of making America rich again.
You are the president who's standing up for the American steel worker, and I am just tremendously impressed and delighted to stand next to you.
Trump's trade advisor says this move will help domestic producers and support the nation's economic and national security. The biggest foreign steel suppliers, Canada, Brazil, Mexico, and South Korea are likely to be hit hardest. Earlier Monday, Beijing's additional 10 to 15% tariffs on U.S. goods took effect as a countermeasure to Trump's 10% hike on Chinese goods earlier this month.
There are no winners in trade wars and tariff wars. What is needed now is not unilateral tariff increases, but equal dialogue and consultation based on mutual respect. We urge the U.S. to correct its wrong practices and stop politicizing and instrumentalizing economic and trade issues.
But Trump says not only rivals, but also allies were taking advantage of the U.S.
We were being pummeled by both friend and foe alike. Our nation requires steel and aluminum to be made in America, not in foreign lands. We need to create, in order to protect our country's future, a resurgence of U.S. manufacturing and production, the likes of which has not been seen for many decades.
Many economists believe tariffs raise consumer prices. Scholars of supply chains and logistics say Trump's move also raises major global policy questions.
It's not clear what the, you know, whether this is a negotiating strategy, whether this is going to be permanent, is this only restricted to Canada, Mexico, and China as it is now, or is it going to expand to, the European Union, for example, or even the BRICS countries, of which, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and 12 or 14 other countries are part of.
These concerns may prompt countries to realign their trade relationships, he said, which will likely alarm producers.
Businesses, again, hate uncertainty, so they're going to put everything on pause. That means, there's could be a decrease in production activity, while at the same time the tariffs could have inflationary effects.
Some in the U.S. automotive industry, headquartered in Detroit, Michigan, echoed that concern.
Sudden tariffs to a system, there isn't a lot of good that comes out of that.
Trump has moved lightning fast on this issue in his second term.
We'll also be announcing steel tariffs on Monday.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
U.S. trade partners have warned that the tariffs could hurt automakers, shipbuilders, and other U.S. industries. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Thank you, Anita, for that report, which brings us to the end of our show. Today we were discussing the future of arts education as the world increasingly leans towards science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Namhlanje ke besikhangela ukuthi amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu amazwe asethuthukile agoqela njalo lamanye amazwe asathuthukayo afana leZimbabwe ukuthi asekhangela kakhulu ukuthi kuthuthukiswe ukusetshenziswa kwemitshini yakulezi insuku, kuthuthukiswe ukusetshenziswa kobuchwepheshe bakulezi insuku, abanye behambisa phambili i-artificial intelligence lokunye njalo ezinye izifundo ezikuma-arts zingasaqakathekiswa kakhulu. Besikhangela ukuthi indubo ezibuya lalokho yiziphi njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi kungabe kusimanjani nxa sikhangela ke imfundo kuhlangothi lwama-arts, sikhangela ukuthi abakulolu hlangothi bengenza njani ukuthi bazivikele ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi bengalahlekelwa imisebenzi, njengoba kulo unkulumo eningi kakhulu ukuthi abantu kufanele bananzeleleke ukuthi nxa beqhuba izifundo, baqhuba izifundo ezizabaphathisa ukuthi kusasa babe besenelisa ukuthi basebenze kuhle ke. Sizwe laphana uprofesa Masotsha ekhuluma ngokuthi hathi akutsho ukuthi nxa abaningi sebekhangela ke imitshini kulezi insuku abakuma-arts industry abasoze benelisa ukuthi batholeke imisebenzi. Esithi hatshi abaqhubeke bakhululeke sibili baye qhuba lezi zifundo, njengoba siza baphathisa ukuthi benelise labo ukuthola imisebenzi. But thank you all for joining us today, and a special thank you to our guests, Mr. Maoko Matanda and Prof. Masotsha. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kangube.